Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Judsa scoops up the ball and tags Beckert for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rudolph for a passed ball. Wynn moves to third. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fanzone moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. May reaches second base with a double. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourque hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutsa is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutsa hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to third. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger throws to second for 1, and Beckert throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. May scores. Helms moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Skip Jutsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutsa is 0 for 2 in the game. Jutsa hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cedeno is walked intentionally. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a line drive to center field. Munday throws towards Beckert. Beckert fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Beckert. Wynn scores. Cedeno moves to third. It's 5-0, Astros. Bert Hooten now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bourque moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bourque moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudolph strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-3 in the game. Jutza strikes out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hooten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Busey now playing third base. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bert Hooten. Jim Ray now pitching. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Jutsa juggles the ball. That's an error on Jutsa. Heiser moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Jutsa juggles the ball. That's an error on Jutsa. Heiser scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bork hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzger goes all the way around to score. Watson moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Busey fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Jack Aker. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.